Open your Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 11 for study number 103. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 103-Glorious Name. Our text verse for this message is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 11, which reads, "According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust." Let's pray. Father, give us wisdom from heaven. I pray our minds might be open to understanding. God, that we might be able to comprehend your word. And may your word, Lord, speak to our heart. And may our heart, Lord, be pulled to the place that we'd want to follow after your word. And may we, Lord, desire the word of God as a heart desires the water brook. God, we pray today that you might help us in a strange way, in a real way, in a powerful way to preach the word of God. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This will be study number 103, and it will be the fifth study on verse 11 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. This will be the fourth study on the word glorious, found in this verse 11. This is also part of the first statement of the two statements found in this verse, which are separated by a comma. We'll repeat some information we gave you in our life studies as a foundation and a review for this lesson. Now we'll state again what we've already said, that the word glorious is mentioned 44 times in the Bible. The word glorious means magnificent. It means wonderful. It means splendid, celebrated, or even superb. We'll mention and point out a few Bible references to this word in this study. In our last study, we mentioned the words glorious holiness used in the Old Testament. We'll give you a list in the glorious things we will expound on in our next lessons, Lord permitting, from the Bible. We'll preach and teach on His glorious work, His glorious honor, His glorious majesty, His glorious voice, and His glorious arm in other studies to follow. We trust that these will bless you as they bless me as I've tried to study them and prepare to preach them. This study will be on the glorious name of the Lord. As we begin this study, let me remind you that the name of the Lord is the greatest name. It's the highest name. And it's the most glorious of all names of the universe. The Word of God tells us in the book of Philippians, chapter number 2, verses 9 and 10, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth." This verse tells us that every knee should bow, and God tells us that they shall bow. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 11, the Bible said, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." All should bow to this name, but many won't in this life. But it's a surety that all will in the end. It'll be too late for a vast multitude and a majority. It's either bow to Him now or bow to Him later. It's either to confess Him now or confess Him later. The choice is yours. Many will not bow now, and they will refuse and do refuse to do so. There will be a day when they will bow on their own free will and not have to be forced to do so, but it'll be too late. Amen. All the inhabitants in hell honor the name and fear the name of the Lord God today. They all know that they played the fool, and they can never change things now. Eternity will make a difference, Are you, I want to ask you, ready to meet God? Have you been born again? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? There's no greater or no higher name than the name of the Lord. Look at what God says in His Word in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 58. He said, if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. We're told to fear this glorious and fearful name. The fear of God is missing in our modern day. People live as if they're going to live forever and never die. And just in case they think, if they do, they do not even think about it at all and don't give it very much or give it little concern. They have the philosophy and idea that God is too holy and He's too good to put anybody in hell. They feel that God will put their works on the divine scale. And if their good works outweigh their bad works, then they'll enter into heaven. This all sounds good, but it's not biblical. It's not Bible. We're not saved by our works. We're not saved by our doings. Our salvation is based on His works and on His doings on the cross of Calvary. We're to fear and reverence His glorious name. His name is wonderful. His name is superb. We should raise His name highly and exalt His name highly and magnify Him and His glorious name. We're told again in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 13, now therefore, our God, we thank Thee and praise Thy glorious name. We're not only to fear His glorious name, but we're to thank and praise His glorious name. Our minds and our hearts should be in constant praise and in constant thankfulness for His glorious name. Every waking moment should be in praise to the One who has planned and purchased and provided His great salvation and redemption of our soul. Many have established themselves a good name and a so-called great name to many. They've been honored for many things that they have accomplished and performed. Through their greatness, they've been honored and remembered and will be remembered for ages to come. They only have great names and been honored as such from and through the eyes of man. But God has a glorious name, not just a great name, but a glorious name. This is an attribute of God. He is greatness, and He is glorious. We have acquired a good name or a great name. It's because God has made us good and God has made us great. God has always been glorious, and thank God, hallelujah, He always will be glorious. In my course of studies, I've studied and read after many great men. It's amazing that we have the ability of reading after men who preached and taught the Word of God in centuries past. Their words have influenced me and are still influencing me today. The words they spake and spoke have touched my heart through the Spirit of the living God. It's not their works that they have done, but the God that dwelled in them that has made them great. Creation knows His glorious name and even hearkens to His voice. The elements of the creation are kept on course and in sync through His glorious name. Even the planets stay in their course. Throughout the Bible, we've heard testimonies of the saints of God that have lifted up and praised and magnified and exalted the glorious name of our God. What a name! Glory to God! Hallelujah! The Jewish nation lifted and exalted the glorious name of God throughout the Old Testament. Moses lifted the glorious name before Pharaoh and down in Egypt. The Egyptians and Pharaoh both saw the evidence and the results of His glorious name. Now there's an interesting story found in Exodus chapter 5 verses 1 and 2. The Bible said, and afterward Moses and Aaron went in, and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, notice this, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go?" Notice another statement. He said, "I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." Moses is sent down here to Egypt to see Pharaoh. And God told him what to say, and he demands of Pharaoh that he let the people of God go. They have been in bondage now for servitude and under servitude for 430 years. You see the scripture here. Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord?" He also said, "I know not the Lord." But as we read a few more chapters and a few more verses in our text here, we find that Pharaoh got a first-hand knowledge of who the Lord is. After 10 plagues come upon him and upon Egypt, Pharaoh had a working knowledge of who the Lord is and his glorious name. After their deliverance from Egypt by the hand of the living God, the Israelites began to sing, and they began to praise, and they began to publish his glorious name. For in Exodus chapter number 15, verses 1 through 4, the Bible said, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea." Now this victorious, mighty, glorious hand of God was seen by the believer and the unbeliever alike. The Israelites had a reason to rejoice and magnify his glorious name. Now we too, as believers who have been saved by his mighty grace, have every reason in the world to rejoice and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and lift the glorious name of our Savior. We've been forgiven and have been cleansed from our sins. We are eternally saved by his matchless grace. We belong to him, and he belongs to us, with the hope of eternal life. And the promise of a heaven, when this life is over, keeps us praising and lifting and exalting the glorious name of the Lord. Now we're given another reference to his glorious name in the book of Psalm, chapter number 72 and verse 19. And here's what it reads, "And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory." Amen and amen. His name will be glorious forever. Thank God for that. In eternity, we, as the bride of Christ, will praise his name forever and forever. While the ceaseless ages roll, the praises of the saints will be continual. There will be no time in heaven when we will not be praising his glorious name. Now, as a redeemed child of God, we need to magnify constantly and continually the glorious name of God. He is worthy to be praised. When we get to heaven, we'll do exactly that. We will exalt and praise his holy, wonderful, and glorious name throughout the ceaseless ages. Read the book of Revelation, and you'll see them lifting and exalting the Lord Jesus Christ. This day of grace is a time that we should be practicing what we will be doing forever. The more we love the Lord, the more we'll praise and lift him. He's worthy to be praised. That is a divine fact. God help us to exalt that glorious name of our Savior with our whole heart and soul. Our churches are short on the praise for the Savior in our modern day. We meet constantly and fail to exalt the Lamb of God as we should. We're too busy, and we have too much on our minds and hearts to glorify and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord help us to realize how great He is and how glorious is His name. We hope this study number 103 has helped to inform you and helped you in your spiritual life. May God bless you. Amen and amen.